Mormon in Salt Lake City. They said, oh, hello there, Mr. Jones. Welcome back. Glad to have you back with us. Ed Jones is on the air with us. He as a hobby, researches ancestry and found out we were cousins. And since that time, he's honored me with a very nice look back at the family tree and all the way. And he has that, you know, now since that has started, there is now a new thing called DNA testing. Explain what that is, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, DNA testing can help you track your relatives. Say you get to a dead end, it doesn't do your family tree for you. It just helps you get over these links. It's just one of those extra tools we have now. If you come to a dead end, it'll help you jump it. For instance, I came to a dead end at 1822 and to a Thomas John Jones out of North Virginia. Well, the courtrooms were destroyed in the Civil War. I matched a number of Joneses that are alive now that traced their Jones line back to a Joshua Jones, and I picked up the trail again. And now I've got the Joneses all the way back to the year 418.
Whoa.
Thanks to the DNA.
418?
418.
418?
Holy.
Where would that be in 418?
Wells.
In Wells?
Is it that... was a King Derelict. And then there was a retired surgeon in London that I matched, and he had spent 20 years searching that Jones line back. And thanks to him, I got it really easy. It didn't take long.
I think the next time you come back on this show, you'll be back to Abraham.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be Adam and Eve Jones.
All right, now you brought some swabs here for us. So what do you do with these?
These DNA tests are actually quite simple. You get online. I recommend FamilyTreeDNA.com. They got the largest database with over 400,000 people. And you order a kit. Yeah. They'll give you a kit number and a login. As soon as the kit comes in, first thing you do is you get on and you register it online so that they know the right person got it. Mm-hmm. And then you don't eat for 30 minutes. If you do that test right now, if there's any DNA from that cup of coffee, you'll find out it's related to coffee beans.
Well, we don't want to do the test right now, though.
Way to go, Ed.
Basically, way you to just go. Swab the inside of your cheek.
They're going to find you go all the way back to Seattle to a coffee company.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Ed's related to Starbucks.
The founder of Starbucks, which is you'll probably won't.
So you send in the swab and...
They'll have a already addressed envelope. You just stick the sample in there and pop it back. Now, some of the companies, it's actually a saliva test. And you'll spit into this little tube until it's up to a black line. Then you put a preservative in it, screw the permanent lid on it, and just mail it back to them.
Now, are we giving up some type of freedom when we do this?
No, not actually.
You're going into a national database.
I wanted to emphasize this. They don't share this data with anyone except people you match. And you can restrict your emails. You can control it. But it's only people you match. And it's not legally binding. Since you do this test at home.
Oh, I see.
In private. If you match somebody, they can't use that against you in any form.
Because there's it's not substantiated by a laboratory. Or
yeah, your neighbor could have given that test.
I see. Yeah, it wouldn't hold up in a court of law, in other words.
This is simply to help you find your relatives where you come to dead ends.
Are you afraid some horse got lost and it ended up at your farm and they're going to catch you or something?
I was actually doing a remote on Rutledge one time. This guy, he was a former judge there, and he said, Brantley, I hung a Brantley.
Oh, God.
I said, I don't want to go back any further than
that. That's too far.
This is just absolutely amazing to me. I love this stuff, and Bob has a website with it, and thank you so much for doing my tree. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do the DNA, mm-hmm. and then we'll have you back, and we'll talk about the DNA. You going to do it, Bob?
Yeah, I'll do it, too.
Okay.
I mean, I know one of my ancestors is Captain Dan Ellis, who was a Union spy.
Really?
Yeah. And he wrote a book called Thrilling Adventures. So I know, I kind of know that guy. So I know that was my great-grandfather or great-grandfather, great-great, one of those. I have him in front of me.
But yeah, I'm going to have to check your website out.
Yeah, do check it out.
Yeah. I may recognize some of those names.
Just laws are not horse thieves.
Hey, Beverly, good morning. You're on the air. We just got a couple of minutes here.
Okay. With the ancestry, my sister always done that. I mean, for years and lots of papers. But anyway, my mom, her mom had two boys from a previous marriage. Now, my mom's 69 now. And the dad of those boys was abusive. So finally, he left the mom there to die of whatever puddle of blood. But anyway, she survived, and she went on to marry another man and had my mom. Well, anyway, like probably 5 years ago, where my sister had always done that and went on the website and everything, she actually found my mom's brother living in Indiana. My mom's from Kentucky. We all went up there and met him. I mean, he looked just like, and within a couple of years, that brother died. But mom had always wondered about those two boys.
Wow.
Those are half-brothers.
That's amazing.
But
that's an amazing story.
By doing Ancestry, and she actually found a living brother of my mom, and he was probably maybe 78 at the time or something other. Anyway, I just want to share that.
Oh, that's an amazing story.
That's very amazing. Thank you, Beverly, for sharing that. You know, and it doesn't have to be expensive, does it, Ed?
No.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, it depends on how much you want somebody else to do the work for you.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to the DNA, these tests can run anywhere from $199 on up to $350. But
Ed's got plenty of cash.
I'm good. I got a distant cousin that was about to drive all over Pennsylvania searching for one of the Andersons. Mm-hmm. And he did the test, and now he's spending more time down in Monroe County rather than
up there.
He knows it would have been a lost cause going up there now. So the DNA saved him.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's good.
Okay.
So it saved him money.
I want to find somebody, one of my relatives that has won the lottery.
Well, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, old buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Doc, thanks so much. This has been great. I can't wait till we do the test and then we find out where we're from and you come back and you analyze it and take a look at my website and make it all good news. Okay.
Yeah. I will. I'll try to disprove the fact he come from Seattle.
You work hard on that.
Dr. Ed Jones, our guest this morning. Ed, thank you so much. Appreciate
thanks for having me back.
Oh, thank you.
That was great.
We look forward to having you back real soon. We'll do this. All right, we got a break coming up.